The long black limousine pulled up slowly and came to a stop, and a long line of cars just like it. It was a balmy evening in early June, and two Marines stepped forward in practiced unison as Madeline Hunter emerged gracefully from the car in front of the east entrance to the White House. A brightly lit flag was fluttering in the summer breeze, and she smiled at one of the Marines as he saluted. She was tall and thin, in a white evening gown that draped elegantly from one shoulder. Her hair was dark and swept up in a neat French twist, which showed off her long neck and a single bare shoulder to perfection. Her skin was creamy, her eyes blue, and she moved with enormous poise and grace in high-heeled silver sandals. Her eyes danced as she smiled and stepped aside as a photographer flashed her picture, and then another, as her husband stepped out of the car and took his place beside her. Jack Hunter was powerfully built. A man of 45, he had made his first fortune in the course of a career in pro football, invested it brilliantly, and in time had traded and sold and bought first a radio station, then added television to it, and by 40 owned one of the major cable networks. Jack Hunter had long since turned his good fortune into big business,